was there, but I don't remember actually performing the golf shot.
The athlete in the peak performance zone is really in a kind of a heightened state of awareness and absorbed focus.
I get so entrenched on the moment, I guess my subconscious might take over. I don't know what the whole terminology is, but there are many putts or many shots where I don't remember hitting. I remember seeing the ball flight. I remember preparing for the shot, pulling the club out of the bag, and once I'm behind the ball or I'm walking in the shot, I don't remember until I see the ball leave. It's a weird thing.
As a Green Beret in Vietnam, Tiger Woods' father, Earl, had witnessed PSYOPs, psychological operations, wiping soldiers' memories in order to send them into battle.
All right, now walk out there.
Earl wondered what would happen if he used the same techniques on his son.
Ready? Relax. Okay.
He hired a military psychiatrist who could reprogram Tiger like a computer.
Relax. No way. No pain.
This man was Captain Jay Brunzer. Brunzer embarked on a bizarre and extraordinary program to hypnotize Tiger before he played. In a rare interview, Tiger talked about how he would forget whole sections of tournaments.
It's like the industry, yes. When I say the industry, I mean the industry. It's just not music. The industry is entertainment. Entertainment itself is broken down in satanic rituals, along with modeling, sports. And when I say sports, it's an S on it, plural. All of the sports, not just basketball, football, but I'm talking hockey, tennis, golf, all of them. The plainest, stupidest sport you think, if it's making revenue, it's probably have a ritual.
The Williams Invitational. You can ask for me, Summer. My last name is Diaz, D-I-A-Z. Yeah, I definitely have different personas and different attitudes. Psycho Serena. If you don't want to meet her, she's on the court. She's at practice, and she's in the match. And she's awesome, and she's amazing. She's a great athlete. There's Summer. She helps me out a lot. Summer has a whole story. Like if I have to write long letters or if I have to do, you know, different things, then Summer does it.
She got married. Now she got divorced.
She moved to England.
Normally, when she talks to people on the phone, she just gets on the phone and she's like, hello, I'm Summer. How are you?
When I'm doing my fashion. You know, I get into this whole fashion moment and this whole fashion thing, whether I'm on HSN or...
just the perfect jegging, and they go really, really well with the Today Special.
You know, I'm thinking designs or I'm drawing or, you know, I'm pulling out tears. And then the other girl that, the one that's really mean is Megan. She's extremely mischievous. You don't want to run to Megan. There's Taquanda. Whew. Taquanda is rough. She is not Christian. she's from the hood. A particular match that Taquanda played, first of all, I wasn't there, but I heard about it, and I ended up getting a lot of the backlash from it.
Taquanda got loose that day.
Revelation is this. For all his life, Walker says he has suffered from dissociative identity disorder, or DID, a rare and controversial mental illness once called multiple personality disorder.
I had it the whole time. I just didn't know what it was. I just didn't know how to cope with it.
There goes Herschel! There goes Herschel!
That young man you saw racing down the sidelines for the Georgia Bulldogs in the early 1980s.
Now he's running over
people! Or flattening would-be tacklers on the road to a national championship. The one who set world records in track and field.
Herschel Walker.
The one who won the Heisman Trophy. Walker says that wasn't him.
He's got a blocker.
The guy who played 15 seasons of pro football and once danced with the Fort Worth Ballet. The one with the obsession for speed, the businessman, the public figure, the husband. None of those guys are him either. Not really. Those are his alters, he says, alternate personalities.
I think one of the problems we have in our society is that Hollywood brought us our definition of DID. Everybody thinks that DID should look like that. And that's one of Herschel's missions, is that I want to make sure people know that you don't have to be a CBOC to be DID. These alters are not just developed to carry trauma. They're also developed to help a person adapt.